Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Advisory and Finance Committee. This is 10 of the 30 that have been meeting, and they are a committee that meets from time to time, but they've been speeding up those meetings more frequently. They've had two in the past 2 weeks now to talk about how they're going to handle this. They have been meeting via conference call. They decided in last week's call unanimously that they would move forward with the process of setting up a voting process for how they're going to handle this. In this meeting, that they talked about the timing of a vote, but we don't know when that will actually happen. The NBA not releasing any of the details of what happened in the meeting, but they also talked about the search for a new CEO for the Clippers. The only thing they're announcing is that they will meet again next week.
All right, there's Alex Stone from ABC reporting on the NBA owners' meeting this week as they try to figure out what in the world to do about the owner of the L.A. Clippers, Donald Sterling. And it happens to be that the Donald Sterling case came in as number 10 on our weekly countdown overview of the hot hits in the world of News Talk Radio. So that's where we get started. Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, May the 9th. And as perhaps those of you who are followers of fashion know, we're going to go through in review fashion all of the top 10 talk topics of the week determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's the big deal in the talk radio industry, monitoring a lot of talk radio shows and hosts and stations all across the country. There are hundreds of them, and that's how we determine the list, doing what comes naturally. So, as we count from number 10 to number 1, the Donald Sterling case happens to be number 10.
Number 9.
Interesting reality that a lot of people have not talked too much about unless they were on the really extremes of the political world, but interesting in motivational terms as to why Condoleezza Rice is in the news this week. Here is host Greg Garrison talking to Karen Agnes, who's from the Independent Women's Forum. They discuss Condoleezza Rice withdrawing as the commencement speaker at Rutgers University following protests by students and faculty.
The subject of college commencement has become sort of otherworldly. We had Ayaan Hirsi Ali, who was invited to speak at Brandeis, and they rescinded that. She was a remarkable woman who'd been through so much as a Muslim growing up, escaped an arranged marriage, and elected to the Dutch Parliament. They pulled her, and then the same thing happened with Condi Rice at Rutgers, where a bunch of kids stormed the president's office. What's going on here, anyway?
I think clearest examples of how the left just organizes and tries to keep intellectual diversity off college campuses. And one of the best examples is the Condi Rice story. She was invited to speak at the commencement of Rutgers University. And, of course, the faculty council passed a resolution trying to block her. And to his credit, the president of the university, you know, thwarted that effort and said, no, she's coming. You know, he reaffirmed her invitation. But then the faculty continued to protest, and the students continued to protest. And this past weekend, Condi Rice decided to pull out because she didn't want to be a distraction. And these students are now celebrating this as if it's a victory that, you know, they're not going to hear now from somebody who was our former national security advisor, secretary of state, an extremely accomplished, you know, individual. And they're now celebrating this as a victory on campus. That's the problem.
All right, so here's another angle on this from the ladies on The View earlier in the week talking about, in a manner of speaking, it sounds to me as I listen to this, and I maybe jumping the gun a bit here, you tell me at 888-302-3684 if you have time to dial in or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, or you can send Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day. A thought: the ladies of The View express regret, I would say, as they discuss the protest at Rutgers that had Condoleezza Rice withdraw as this year's commencement speaker.
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice withdrew as commencement speaker at Rutgers University amid student and faculty protests over her role in the Iraq War. Now, the other students are voicing their frustration, saying, hey, wait, college is supposed to be a place where free ideas and diverse opinions are encouraged, not silenced.
What's the persuasion? Well, first of all, I was kind of surprised to hear that a lot of the professors emailed their students saying, you better protest with us. And a lot of the students felt forced to be there.
Rely on the professors for their grades. And this isn't the first time. It's also so many speakers now that come to colleges. The liberals outweigh the conservatives as far as political appointees.
More than 2-1, I think,
right now. It's like 21 to 5.
Yeah, it used to be reversed.
Well, you know, what is that?
What is it? You go. I'll wait.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to say, I think to throw the baby out with the bathwater, I think it's a shame because you're putting one thing on Condoleezza and you're making all of her other accomplishments.
Right.
You're negating them. This is a woman. I feel bad for the women who are not getting to hear such an accomplished woman.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that. Frankly, I'm not necessarily a large fan of Condoleezza Rice, but what she has to say is important. She has a lot of accomplishments. What happened as was asked there to free expression, and then the other conversations that you heard some places on the radio and television had to do with intimidation of speakers and liberal points of view. I'm sorry, well, intimidation of speech speakers and students, liberal points of view versus conservative. Too much politics in our life and in our country. So anyway, that's a quick overview and an opinion. Some of the program will sort of focus on, well, when you listen to some of these experts on the countdown, you hear a point of view like the Independent Women's Forum. There's a little bit of a slice there, but sometimes there is need for a quick opinion if there's time, and other times there may not be. Moving along, we will get to number 8 in a matter of moments here on this week's review of the Hot Hits in Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on special remark displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take responsibly.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
It's springtime, which only means one thing. It's Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event. That's 11 days of prices so low they can't even advertise them. I'm talking guitars, amps, drums, recording, and DJ gear. You name it. Plus, there are price reductions on millions of dollars of inventory across every single department they've got. But it's different in every store, and there's limited availability. That means if you want to find your perfect instrument, you need to get down to a Guitar Center now through May 18th. Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event, in-store and online.
Number eight this week as we continue on with our talk radio review. The hot hits in talk radio has a focus on what the House Republicans did this week, ramming through a measure opening a new investigation into the assault in Benghazi. Whether you're tired of this or not, it doesn't look like it's going away. Here are our hosts Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talking to ABC correspondent Trey Hardin about Congressman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina's heading up this House Select Committee on Benghazi.
I think Speaker Boehner nailed this one. I don't think there could have been a better choice in my mind. This guy's not only
from
got the
Republican perspective.
What other perspective do I offer? The prosecutorial skills, the oratory skills, and the knowledge to go, I think, all hand in hand.
Well, I mean, I think yes. In terms of the prosecutorial skills, I don't think that a southern white Republican standing at the dais or at the podium of a select committee hearing that is only going to have Republicans there going after the Democrats on something that's incredibly legitimate. There's no doubt. But I think the perception could end up coming back to hurt the Republicans a little bit.
Well, I mean, Chase, certainly it's going to, and I understand why Benghazi is important to Republicans, and not only as an attack on Obama, but on Hillary. But certainly, I mean, we some independent investigations or House investigations or Senate investigations have been, at least appear a little more independent than this. And so, of course, Democrats are simply going to say, you know, you guys, this is a political attack, not an investigation.
Well, I mean, the reality is this. Let's kind of, you know, partisan politics, wherever you fall in this aside, let's just talk about the facts for a second. The fact is that this administration, a number of very high-level people in this administration, lied to the American people, and they got caught in that lie. I mean, that's just, I don't see how you could describe it any other way. And anyone who's been on the talk shows that's been trying to defend that or spin that, I just think it's shameful. I think it's almost embarrassing for them. I mean, because let's just be honest. I mean, politics is what it is, and yes, you try to spin things and you try to put a bow on things, and you send out press releases and do different things like that, and you have talking points. And that's what this administration did on that morning, on that Sunday morning, and they got caught in a lie. So, and they're not helping themselves out on how they deal with it. So that is what we know. What that really means going forward is, well, do people trust this president and this administration? I would say a lot of people don't. But he's not running for re-election again. So I think that the Democrats will ultimately boycott these hearings because they know that they have nothing to lose by doing that. It's a win for them. It's their opportunity to try to turn it on the Republicans on doing some witch hunt that's ultimately not going to change anything. And you know, that's why I think that the Republicans need to be a little bit careful. I think it's just horrible what this administration's done on this issue. But the politics are that as we head into a midterm election, you can go too far on this, and I don't know if the American people are going to care that much.
Well, it remains to be seen. The Republicans, according to a poll that was released this week, seem to be more on the Republican side, like it or not. There doesn't seem to be a lot of great leadership still on either side, and that's what you're confronting here. Whether the Republicans take in the neck on this, the Democrats are going to take it more in the neck on some of the other items, maybe like Benghazi, but certainly health care. All right, moving to number seven, just a matter of moments here. Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I don't want your love if you don't want me anymore. It's a brand new song from a group called Empty Hearts. So why would we be playing this as a countdown extra? Well, it happens that members of the groups Blondie, the Cars, the Romantics, and the Chesterfield Kings have gotten together to form a new band, thanks to some help from Stevie Van Zandt, and this is their first song. Empty Hearts. I don't want your love if you don't want to see me. So there you go. Something to think about. You can get some more info on that and listen to the thing in its entirety at DougStephan.com. I believe that's the situation. However, haven't got time for that because we got to get back to the countdown. Number seven. Number seven this week has to do with what's going on in Ukraine, the Russians, and all that good stuff. Earlier in the week on my Good Day program, I talked to national security expert Jim Carafano about Russia and the Ukraine and what's going on over there that we may not know about yet.
Yeah, I think there's two things that people didn't anticipate. When the Russians moved into the Crimea, the European Union and the United States were put a lot of pressure on the Ukrainian government, basically saying, dude, let it go. There's nothing you can really do about this.
Did they really say that? Dude, yeah. Let it go? Wow.
Well,
cool.
Maybe they didn't use the word dude, but that's basically what they said. They said, look, let it go. We're going to support you, but, you know, fighting over the Crimea is kind of a lost cause. And I think then what happened is Russian pressure and intimidation and meddling in Ukraine just got worse. And I think what the Ukrainians took away from that is this, you know, just kind of turn the other cheek thing isn't going to work. So I think the Ukrainians are fighting back in a way that the Russians and the European Union and the United States didn't anticipate. So that's a factor I think that nobody really saw coming. The other thing which, I just don't know what ground truth is, quite honestly. But the other thing that we hear from, we just had people actually over in the region, is it's not clear that the Russians are, you know, the ultimate puppet masters that we all think they are, and that they're controlling each and every one of these little outbreaks. So what may be happening here is the violence is actually spinning out of control of the Russian ability to kind of, you know, meter it to get exactly what they want.
Where does that concept come from? Is that something planted by American officials in the news media's brain, and that's why it seems to be played out or being reported that way?
the notion that the Russians are losing control of
No, the fact that the Russians are responsible for the complete uprising, and if we didn't have Pukin Putin around and all of his pals, everything would be sweet and rosy. The Russian-speaking people in Ukraine would be swell, no problem.
Well, the only thing we have is the counter evidence, which is a decade when there really wasn't mass suppression of Russians in the Ukraine, and there wasn't violent uprising, and there weren't these gangs, right? So we had a decade of that not happening, and then all of a sudden it starts. So and for people I've talked to in the intelligence community and the people that I've talked to that have been in the region and people in the region, nobody believes that the Russians are just innocent bystanders in this, and they're just responding to the cries of the Russian people in the Ukraine. Nobody believes that. What we are seeing, which is what we saw a lot in the Soviet era, was a massive public relations, disinformation, dirty tricks campaign on the part of the Russians to spin these media lines. And so, for example, one of the lines that we hear, and we hear people in the West say this, well, it's all NATO's fault. This is just Putin responding to the legitimate concerns of NATO expansion and threat. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, NATO doesn't have any war plans. Everybody knows that. They haven't done exercises in that part of Europe ever. And NATO is a declining military force. They're putting less force in there. They had a scramble to get a handful of jets to do the Baltic air policing mission. So the notion that somehow NATO is a legitimate threat to Russia is simply a spurious argument that the Russians invented.
Wow, what a shock that is, huh? Number six coming up in a matter of moments, so I hope you'll stick around. Second half hour of the hour of the countdown coming as we move along here.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, but they're more like
surprise
points because they're only good till May 14th. You can use
surprise
points at Kmart or Sears towards your qualifying purchases, like new spring dresses for a
surprise
stroll through the park, or a new grill for a
surprise
barbecue. Pretty surprising, isn't it? Kmart and Sears surprise points are valid now through May 14th. Hurry and check ShopYourWay.com to see your surprise points and shop today. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Into the circle and the cycle of the Talk Radio Countdown show for this week as we move ahead. The charts for the week of May 5th through the 9th. At number 10, Donald Sterling and the case at the L.A. Clippers. Sports Talk Radio in general. Number 9, the situation with Condoleezza Rice withdrawing from the Rutgers speech. A lot of conversation, too, about the White House correspondence, and it was kind of fun this week. Number 8, a renewed investigation into Benghazi. Number 7, the situation in Ukraine. And so now we're at number six. Yes, we are. The Big Voice announcer brings us around to focusing on health care. Here's host Terry Miners talking to Dr. Michael McFarland. McFarland has decided to run against Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky because of Yarmuth's support for Obamacare.
You are running against John Yarmuth in the 3rd District Congress, and you're a Republican, I trust?
I'm a Republican. I'm a surgeon. I grew up in a surgical home. My father was a doctor, and quite frankly, I'll be honest, I've never had any ambitions to be a politician, never had any ambitions to run for office. But the health care law has been so onerous and such a problem, and it's changing health care for the worse in such a dramatic way that it really is the thing which got me up off my can and decided I would run for this. Mr. Yarmuth has been pushing this kind of single-payer socialized health care system from as far back as you can go. He wants something even worse than this, which it will be eventually. It will be a single-payer system eventually. This is basically the stepping stone to fully nationalized health care. And he likes this. I'm not sure why, but he does. The problem with these single-payer systems and nationalized health care is we lose our independence. We lose our ability to choose our doctor, choose our hospitals, to choose our even our care. We will be told what to do down the road. I know some people may sound that sounds a little extreme. I'm reading too much into it. Well, I can tell you as a physician, been practicing for 30 years, 22 years here in downtown Louisville, that's exactly what's happening. All the pieces are being put into place right now. We're all being put on an electronic medical record, which will be linked up to Washington. All of your personal data will be in Washington. And I can tell you as a urologist, men tell me a lot of things that they don't want people to know. And that information is in your doctor's chart, and now that information is going to be linked into Washington. I think that's a little bit of a scary thing after seeing what happened with the IRS and the NSA and so forth.
All right.
take a breath.
Okay.
There are some people who are happy with their situation. I mean, it's not everybody's against Obamacare, I mean, the Affordable Care Act. But you as a physician see it in technical terms of how what billing's handled and the difference in terms of insurance availability?
More in terms of how it's going to affect patient care and the doctor-patient relationship. I mean, billing is not the key thing for me. And most people are really opposed. If you look at all the polls since the beginning, back in 2009 when they passed this thing, all the polls show that people opposed the transition to this type of a transformation of health care. So I'm not alone in that. But I think most people are unaware of just how much this will affect. It's something that is a part of everybody's life. This will affect everybody. I mean, we all need health care. We're all patients. Even I'm a patient. And we need doctors. And we like to have control over that. And we're going to lose that with this health care thing.
Okay. Number five on the countdown.
Number five.
Here we go. The focus on Ms. Lois Lerner, as she's been held in contempt of the House. Interesting conversation and somewhat appropriate. That's what I think. What do you think, by the way? You can email me, Doug at DougStephan.com, anytime you'd like, or you can go to Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day. Here's host Richard Dixon talking to former IRS official Lois Lerner about her. Not with her, but about her being held in contempt of Congress for her role in targeting some conservative 501c3 groups.
So Lois Lerner is being held in contempt of Congress, and she said of Congress, the feeling is mutual. She should be, and Congress taking this vote was a wise thing to do because she tried to have it both ways. You don't get to come out, make your statement, and then plead the fifth. Doesn't work that way. If you recall the Lois Lerner story, she testified at one point in front of Congress and said, no, it's absolutely no target of any kind of any of this going on. I certainly am not aware of anything of that nature. Don't know what you're talking about. Nope, got nothing. Mm-mm, can't help you. Don't know of anything of that nature. Just not happening. 5 months later, the story breaks. It turns out it had been going on for quite a while, and not only had it been going on for quite a while, but Lois Lerner knew about it. She knew it when she testified that she didn't know of any, okay? So what happens? Well, she's supposed to go testify in front of Congress a second time to clear this whole thing up, and she instead gives a lengthy opening statement followed by a, I'm not going to answer any of your questions, I'm pleading the fifth. I reserve the right to not incriminate myself, et cetera, et cetera. Well, here's your problem. You don't get to make the lengthy statement, that is, say, your side of the story, and then not answer the questions. If you don't want to answer the questions, you don't get to make the statement. If you make the statement, you have to answer the questions. That's just how it works. That's how the Fifth Amendment works. You can't say one part of the story and then refuse to give the rest of it. Nope, doesn't work that way. Now, here's our problem. Given the fact that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt for the investigation that she did know at the time that she testified that she didn't know of anything of that nature, clearly she was lying. And if she was lying and she was under oath, she perjured herself. And so Lois Lerner is being held in contempt. It could feasibly lead to jail time. The whole thing is just distressing. She belongs in jail. Probably her two or three underlings who were fully aware of it belong in jail. Is anybody going to go to jail in this thing? My guess is no. Seems highly unlikely. Just don't think so. Because in the Obama Justice Department, there just is no justice.
Number four. Interesting reflection, huh? Number four this week on our countdown, the Boko Haram kidnappings. I've called them Boko Haram because I think it's kind of interesting to compare them to Boko Haram. Maybe you find that amusing, maybe you don't. Depends on whether you know Boko Haram is. Meanwhile, host Wendy Snyder talks to Sister Rosemary Nirumbi, who's a Catholic nun in Uganda, recently named the Time Magazine list one of those influential people in the world, about the horrible situation that exists there in Nigeria.
You have helped so many young women scarred by war in Uganda, and now this terrible tragedy going on in Nigeria. Over 200 kidnapped Nigerian girls, and with every passing day, it gets more agonizing because they can't be found. Sister Rosemary, what in the world is going on?
You know, it's a very, very painful situation right now, and my heart really, really pains for these young girls. But I think this situation is not only in Nigeria, it is everywhere in the world. I keep hearing bad things happening everywhere, and that's why I think the world should open its eyes a little more. People should not forget the existence of evil, and if we don't stop this evil, it will continue occurring. Today, the girls in Nigeria have been abducted. Sometimes many girls and children in Uganda were abducted. And of course, a lot of people kept on saying the problem of Uganda or the Lord's Resistance Army is an old news. Many people said that. And I think the same people who say that can easily say in 1 week's time the problem of Nigeria is old news. I think that is again another way of perpetuating evil. We should never say anything is old as far as it negatively affects humanity. And above all, it is negatively affecting women. I think this is something everybody should get involved in fighting back. We should fight this evil. But all of us should come together. Let us unite to find the right machinery of fighting this evil and stop it forever.
All right, so there's, I think that's an important point of view, frankly, very much. Thank you very much. I said frankly and then thank you very much. The number 3, 2, and 1 item this week on our countdown, right around the corner. Stay tuned for that. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly review of what's going on in the world of talk radio, news talk radio here on the countdown.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Join the Good Day Gang in enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8300 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now is the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, number three. I like it when I have my voice next to big voice to announce it. Number three this week on our countdown, focusing on politics, the midterm elections, presidential races. Talk hosts Ro Khan and Richard Roper talked to former RNC chairman Michael Steele about the primaries from this past week and how Steele thinks things are shaping up for the midterm.
There were a bunch of primaries, and in big states, Ohio, North Carolina, right, name two. And you had an establishment Republican win in North Carolina.
As well he should have.
And against, I think, two or three Tea Party guys. Right. So that's sort of splitting that vote.
Well, it split that vote, and it also, North Carolina is not the North Carolina that your mama and your daddy grew up in. It is a very different place. Mm-hmm. It is trending much more progressive, and I don't mean that in a how far liberal kind of thing, but it's a younger a demographic. It's a more sophisticated demographic in terms of educational levels, more urban. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of dynamics that are going on there. Obama won it in 08, lost it in 12, but not by a lot, just as he won it, not by a lot, in 2008. So there's some interesting dynamics for the party to pay attention to. We already see the trend lines in places like Virginia, where we lost the gubernatorial race last year, and everybody's pulling their hair out going, but this is Virginia. Well, no, it's not your mom and your daddy's Virginia. It is a very different place. The South is trending. Watch for Arkansas. Watch for South Carolina. Watch for Georgia. There are a number of places in the South that are showing a regression away from the traditional GOP stronghold and into more of kind of this purplish hue territory.
Is it based on conservatism or is it based on... is it the form, the selling of conservatism? What's it based on? What's the regression? What can that mean?
It's based on prima facie. Two words, big. I know, but
not in English, Michael.
It is based on, in the first instance, in the first blush, on the demographics. Folks from the North are moving south, want to raise their families, yada, yada, yada. So there's that demographic, that literal demographic shift of population, younger people coming in, value systems a little bit different, still conservative. I mean, this is not like it's, I don't want to be a conservative, I'm not a conservative. It's just a different style of conservatism that is much more based in libertarianism, which is why the Rand Pauls of the world have, I think, a better foothold going forward in making an argument for rebranding and rebuilding the party with this new base that could potentially emerge.
Number two on the countdown this week, focus on Monica Lewinsky. Host John Hines talking to Lucy McCormick from Politico.com about the timing of the Lewinsky appearance in Vanity Fair.
Are you surprised that she, all of a sudden, that Vanity Fair has this article going and that the timing of it? Somebody say, well, it is an election year and maybe they want to just discredit anybody they can at this particular time.
Yeah, the timing is a big question for a lot of us here in D.C., and it's one that Lewinsky kind of tries to address herself. You know, she says that she remained virtually reclusive during the 2008 campaigns as well as the 2012 campaigns for fear of becoming sort of a political football and being dragged in as an issue. But, ahead of what many speculate to be another bid by Hillary Clinton for presidency in 2016, she sort of questions whether or not she should be putting her life on hold for another 8 to 10 years. So she's sort of saying that this is a moment for her to kind of redefine and reclaim her own narrative and her own identity. And she also specifically talks about the suicide of Tyler Clemente in September 2010, who was a Rutgers student who killed himself after he was secretly videotaped kissing another man in the video was posted online. So she's sort of refocusing this actually to make it an issue about online bullying and online harassment and sort of paints herself as the first person to really have her story kind of go global because of the internet. You know, she says
yes,
she's maybe the first person where the internet really kind of took over.
She's right, isn't she? It is perhaps the first instance of something where it's spread like wildfire on the digital media. All right, so that's number two, Monica Lewinsky. Number one coming up as the countdown continues. Stick around, please.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
In this hour, as usual, we start with number 10, making our way to number one, making our way into your mind was the old Four Seasons song, Making My Way Back to You. Number one this week, the focus on the weather, climate change, the report that came with advice from the administration. Here are our hosts, Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader, talking to correspondent Peter Mayer about the administration's report that was a part of a lot of discussions this past week, for sure.
This report says we can expect temperatures to rise 10 degrees in the next century. It could have a big impact on things like warming oceans, hurricanes, and drought. Here's the president.
This is not some distant problem of the future. This is a problem that is affecting Americans right now.
So where do we go from here, Peter? What does the Obama administration want us to do about this?
Well, first of all, the president, as he said in that CBS This Morning interview, hopes that this will build public attention to this. You know, there was a recent Gallup poll that found only one in four Americans really worry about climate change, or what those who believe in it describe as global warming. I went into this report knowing that I'd be chatting with you and Steve this morning into the Northwest section, and it says changes in the timing of stream flow related to earlier snowmelt reduce the supply of water in the summer, far-reaching ecological and socioeconomic consequences, according to the report, for your part of the country. And there's a lot more in it, 800 pages, so there's a lot to go through. For those who are for and against this this idea of climate change, and I think the debate probably now is going to quickly shift away from climate change science to the economics of climate change.
Yeah, there are the critics who say that the report is overreaching and that nature goes through temperature cycles regardless of what we do. Some wonder, is China being asked to alter its behavior too, or are they going to get a pass?
Well, you know, it is being asked that in every international forum. China is a huge and unwieldy economy that is, as they say, rising. That was the key word on the president's trip to Asia last week. But, you know, it's very difficult to get the Chinese India, Pakistan, and other countries that are frankly big polluters to come into line on something like this, and that weakens the argument that the U.S. should go it alone. But this report calls for doing just that. I think in a month or so you're going to see the administration take executive action on power plant emissions again.
The continuation of the conversation about climate change now rests with host Bill Cunningham, who here has meteorologist Frank Marzullo on his program. They discuss this report as well.
According to the founder of the Weather Channel, the federal government has spent at least $2.6 billion every year on federal grants for global warming.
Yes.
And according to John Coleman, who's an expert climate change expert, he says it's not true. That there is no rise in temperatures at all, that the level of the oceans are not going up. And when that hasn't played out the last 20 years, they've switched to this idea of climate change instead of global warming to seize control of more of the economy. Where does Frank Marzullo stand, if anywhere?
Well, you know, that report came out showing that we're going to have more catastrophic rains, we're going to have more windstorms, we're going to have more flooding concerns, especially here in the Midwest. I tend to think, very similar to some of your thinking as well, that for the most part, weather happens in trends and happens in stages. And if you go back, you know, 100 years from now, you had waves of abnormally warm weather, you had waves of abnormally cold weather. So I tend to think that there is something there. What it is, I'm not exactly sure, and I try to kind of walk a fine line with that because I know it's a very touchy and heated debate. But I would say there's proof on both sides, but I tend to lean a little bit more to the weather happening and trends and situation. Now, should you protect the environment? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Should we do our best to cut down on gases? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But have we seen an increase in some odd weather phenomena? Absolutely. Then you look at this year as well. You look at the last couple of months here, the tornado season has been very quiet up until last week, and that's courtesy of the jet stream that brought us the abnormally cold weather this past season. It still was working itself a little bit farther to the south, allowing not the same typical weather phenomena that we usually see.
All right, so our poll at DougStephan.com over the weekend focuses on the top 10. So which one is most important to you? Climate change, Monica Lewinsky, the presidential race and elections in general, the kidnappings, the House holding Ms. Lerner in contempt, Obamacare, Russian aggression, renewed Benghazi investigation, Condoleezza Rice withdrawing from her speech at Rutgers, or Donald Sterling, what's going on in Sports Talk Radio? All for your listening and dancing pleasure. Give us a moment or two and tell us what you think at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.